Good morning. I am here to share encouragement to you if you are at all going through shame, guilt, or just failing to move forward from mistakes. The Lord is really just guiding me to give you a quick word of encouragement this morning that you are forgiven. And there are signs that you're not forgiven. When you feel as though you can't stop thinking about a mistake that you made, or that a mistake seems to be following you, and you can remember that thing, and it's like it happened just 10 seconds ago. That is a sign that you're walking in shame and guilt. And the Lord came to minister to me so that I can minister to you this morning that you are forgiven. I was in the dream of the Lord, and the Lord showed me someone, and this person basically could not move forward. They could not move in a path that was set before them. They were on a team, they wore the uniform, but they could not play the position that they had been assigned because they had made a mistake. They had made a mistake on a previous play. And because of their mistake, they saw that the opponent had gained some ground and they knew they could have done better. They should have done better. They knew better. They had been trained better. They had been told better. They had all the right information. And perhaps that's you. You feel like you've just come up into a situation where you knew better. You knew that you shouldn't have done it. You knew when you did it that it was wrong. And you just can't stop thinking about it because you cannot forgive yourself. You couldn't see yourself capable of making such a move. And I know I'm speaking to someone's heart because the Spirit of the Lord showed me there are so many right now carrying this debilitating shame. And so I've come to set you free through the word of the Lord today, that there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And the word of God says the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. The law, the letter, the sin, the letter that kills no longer has dominion over you as long as your motive is His Holy Spirit. This is the question. What is your motivation? When it says those who walk not according to the flesh, but after the Spirit, who guides your life? Who do you serve? The Lord reminded me of David this morning and the incredible story of how he killed a man after he had slept with the man's wife. The woman was pregnant. He was covering up for the fact that he had impregnated another man's wife by killing the man, by manipulating circumstances to put one of his own devoted, loyal soldiers on the battlefield in the most dangerous position so that he would more than likely be killed. He set him up so that he could marry the man's wife and have this baby with her. The Spirit of the Lord just wants you to know that if David could be forgiven, David was told, listen, the baby's going to die. The baby's going to die. There are consequences, absolutely. But David went into fasting and prayer. Why? Because he had a heart after God's heart. He pursued the heart of God. What is your pursuit? When it says there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk after the carnal or the flesh, but after the Spirit. It's about your motive. What is your pursuit? Are you pursuing the heart of God? If you're in pursuit of the heart of God and you make a mistake, the Bible says a righteous man falls seven times and gets back up. Who am I preaching to today? Who am I speaking to? The Bible says a righteous man falls seven times and gets back up. I'm just relaying this encouragement to you that you have been forgiven. You have been forgiven. How many times did Jesus say, I was reading this morning the account of the woman who came and anointed the feet of Jesus with the oil and washed his feet with her hair. And there were people sitting at the table that were marveling at this. And they were asking him prior to this woman's arrival, you know, why do you hang out with sinners? And he says, those who are well don't need a physician. I come not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. His pursuit was for the sinner. And you need to be encouraged that it's God's desire for you to come to the end of yourself so that you can call out to him and pursue him. And what did Jesus say to the woman? He said, your sins are forgiven. And when they marveled at that, he says, by your faith, you've been forgiven. And so it's by those who walk by faith, we can have confidence that we should not be walking under shame and guilt. There is somebody right now, you've been paralyzed to make a decision. God is calling you through these prophetic doors we've been prophesying. The year of the door is upon us, and these doors are before you, these opportunities, and you don't feel like you deserve them because of mistakes you've made in the past. You've been convinced by the lying devil that you've been disqualified. I've come to announce to you today, you have been qualified because of your faith. Oh, you've been qualified because of who you believe in. Jesus gave you this word. He says, when Paul wrote, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. It's Christ in you that is the hope of glory. It's Christ in you that gives you the power to get wealth. It's Christ in you that brings you into righteousness. It's Christ in you that brings you into a wealthy place. It's Christ in you that brings you into the abundant life. His word is spirit and life. His desire is for you to walk in the abundant life you've inherited as a child of the Most High King, Father God. You are a brother of Jesus. You are an inheritor. You are a co-heir with Christ Jesus. This is the word of God. Do you believe you're a co-heir with Christ in spite of your mistake? A righteous man falls seven times. Hear the Lord. He's saying, I call you righteous and you're falling. I call you righteous and you fell again. I still call you righteous because you fell four times. I'm still calling you righteous because it's part of my plan for you to come into me through understanding you cannot live on your own. The scriptures say that we are not sufficient of ourselves to be anything by ourselves, but our sufficiency is in Christ. You are insufficient without Christ. You need to walk in the sufficiency of Christ in you, says the Lord. You need to walk in the sufficiency of Christ in you. You need to understand the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. The enemy wants to kill your dreams. The enemy wants to kill your opportunities. He wants to do it through the constructs that he wants to put into your mind. I want somebody there right now. I have a sound mind. Type it. I have a sound mind. Relay this to the enemy that you understand what the word of God says about you. You have a sound mind. Jeremiah 29, 11. Come on, Holy Ghost. He says, I know the thoughts that I have toward you. He says, I know the thoughts. I know what I think about you. They're thoughts of good and not evil to bring you to a future and a hope. There are destinations God's bringing you to, and the enemy wants shame and guilt to paralyze your walk with Christ. And so I came to announce today, you're forgiven. You are forgiven. Somebody needs to begin to shout, dance, and give God glory because of that thing that you've been carrying for 20 years. That sin that you carried for 20, you don't even tell anybody about it. God says, confess it to someone. Testify of God's goodness in spite of the mistake that you consider to be absolutely out of character, something that no one would believe. You need to release it to a trusted friend. I'm telling you, there's freedom in you unburdening yourself. You've got to begin to say what God has done. He has forgiven you. He has restored you. Somebody needs to walk in the restoration of Christ. Walk in the restoration of Christ. There's a daughter of God, the Lord's ministering to me right now. You know what I'm talking about. The abortion, you had an abortion, and the Spirit of the Lord is here to comfort you and say, daughter, the Spirit of life in you has set you free. You are forgiven. Walk by faith and not by sight. I want all of us to understand very, very quickly what God did for Adam and Eve. Remember, what Adam and Eve did set the course for evil to be implemented in the earth. Evil was not even in God's mind. God did not construct sin. He did not think of disease. He did not think of murder. He did not think of pain. He thought of none of those things. Those things, when he said, let there be, were not in the game plan. But when Adam and Eve sinned, we could argue that their sin had the most impact. The very first sin introduced the mind of the enemy into the earth. Began to cause people to be influenced by his mind. He is a perverse man, a perverse spirit. He is perverse in all of his ways. He's a lying spirit. He's an accuser. He's deceptive. Amen. He's one that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He is the antithesis of Christ, who said he came to give us life and life more abundant. So what did God do when Adam and Eve sinned? That is very important. What he did is the Lord killed an animal. The Lord made a sacrifice. The Lord foreshadowed the coming of Jesus. The Lord killed an animal in order to take the animal's skin and cover Adam and Eve. He foreshadowed what Jesus was going to do. Remember, when they did what they did, there were consequences. They were ushered out of Eden, which was the most holy place. They lived in the most holy place with the Lord. But the Lord redeemed them prior to Jesus even coming. He, as a promissory note, gave them life. He gave them life before Jesus made a sacrifice. He literally gave them the check before the check was cashed. Come on, it was a post-dated check that they cashed. Come on, somebody. And God shows you his heart right there. He is a God of mercy. His word says, it is not God's heart that any man would perish. Come on. Jesus came, and the word of God said he came not to condemn the world, but that the world would come to repentance. He loves the world. God loves the world. God loves sinners. He came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. I am bathing you in the word of God this morning because mistakes have paralyzed you. And I'm setting you free by the power of God this morning. You are forgiven. Now go and sin no more. That was the word that he gave to the woman who was caught in adultery. And she had been paralyzed. She was literally in a place where her life was going to be taken because those who loved to just abide by the letter of the law and not show mercy, we're going to stone this woman. And so she was very aware of what she deserved even after the people left and dropped their rocks. They dropped their stones and she was still paralyzed. And so the Lord knew he had to speak into her spirit so that she could move forward and understand that what her mistake was is not her identity. Somebody needs to hear God. Your mistake is not who you are. Who you are is all about Jesus. Who you are is wrapped in Jesus Christ. What did God do when he covered them with the animal skin? He covered them in the body of Jesus Christ. You're covered by what Jesus did on the cross. When God sees you, he sees his son sacrificed on the cross. He sees the delight. God said, it says in Isaiah, it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Oh, you are one with Christ Jesus and you are pleasing to the Lord even in your sin because he's covered you by the blood of the Lamb. He's sprinkled you with the blood of sprinkling. He's brought you into himself and he delights in you. I want to just prophesy to your spirit. Your identity is in Christ. I want you to see yourself as a child of the Lord. I want you to see yourself as a beautiful daughter. He says that your face has no faults. He says there's no spot in you. Come on. When he sees you, he's numbering the hairs on your head. Look at the attention God gives you. He says you're worth more than many sparrows. Come on. He says there's no way to size up your value because when he put his son to death, he showed you how much you're worth. You're worth more than the life of his son. Come on, somebody. He'd rather his son die than you die. Come on. You need to begin to walk it out, says the Lord. It's time. We've entered the season, the year of the door. It's time. Walk out your life. Work out your soul salvation. You are the elect. You've been elected into the kingdom. You've been elected into the body of Christ. You've been elected through your faith in Jesus. And I've come to set you free today. You are covered by the Lord himself. Hear the Lord today. You are covered. The Lord has rolled away your shame. The Lord has rolled away your shame. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I declare that the spirit of guilt, the spirit of condemnation, the spirit of shame have no authority in the minds of your people anymore in Jesus' name. I ask you now, Lord, give them such a vigilance against that spirit of accusation that when the whispers of the enemy come, they begin to cast down imaginations immediately. And every high thing that seeks to exalt itself above the knowledge of God, that they will understand your thoughts toward them are not evil, but good. Somebody needs to just be imparted now with the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord to you today is his thoughts toward you are good and not evil. His thoughts about you are more in number than the sands on the planet. He has good thoughts that are innumerable about you. trillions upon trillions upon trillions of good thoughts. Oh, when he thinks of you, he thinks about good. When he thinks of you, he thinks about your future. When he thinks of you, he thinks about hope. When he thinks of you, he thinks about destiny. When he thinks of you, he thinks about the path of righteousness that he set before you. He leads you on paths of righteousness for his name's sake into the valley of the shadow of death. In walking with Jesus, you walk through valleys, but his rod and his staff comfort you. It's his power, his protection, his word, and his guidance that protect you in the middle of a storm. God, I thank you for setting us free today. Somebody needs to type, I'm free indeed. Somebody needs to type, I'm free indeed. The word of the Lord says, you will know the truth and you will be free by the truth. You will know the truth and the truth will set you free. The truth today is you are forgiven. There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. I declare in the name of God, you're going to put one foot in front of the other and walk by faith from now on. Somebody's going to walk by faith from now on. Type in the chat, I'm walking by faith today. I'm walking by faith today. I'm not walking in fear. The Bible says you've not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I declare a sound mind over you now in Jesus' name. God, impart soundness now in Jesus' name. Stability in the name of the Lord. I come against the double mind. God, you said that we can't expect anything from you when we have a double mind because we're opposing you. We're not stepping into what you've said about us. God, I declare the double mind dies right now. Shrivel up the double mind. I pray that it dies like cancerous. It just is fading away. God, I pray you give it spiritual cancer and the sound mind comes alive in the name of God. Move forward, says God. He's releasing faith now. I pray you receive this by faith. I pray you receive the fruit of faith now in Jesus' name. God, I thank you for this time of prayer. I thank you for this time of prophecy. I thank you, God, for the grateful hearts of your people celebrating you right now. God, I pray there's celebration because you've given them the oil of joy for mourning and the spirit. Oh God, you've given them the oil of joy for mourning. You've given them the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Come on. I pray a delight in God over you now in Jesus' name. You're going to walk in delight. And I'm not saying every day is going to be perfect, but you're going to walk in the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. It's the Holy Spirit. He is the Spirit who is with you. And he's guiding you and unctioning you and pushing and pulling and prodding. He is guiding you. He is putting passions inside of your heart for you to pursue impossible things. He wants you to pursue the things other people would say, you can't do that. Get up off of your bottom and stand up and walk out your calling in God. I believe God is calling you forward today, that your mistake, your shame is dead in Jesus' name. Your mistake is dead in the name of the Lord. Righteous man falls seven times and gets up. Get up right now, says the Lord. The Lord says, get up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the anointing flowing right now. I declare in the name of Jesus that you pull everything out of this word. Oh, and that you walk in such a confidence that you apprehend the reward that only comes by faith. The Bible says that he rewards the diligent. God, he rewards the diligent in the name of Jesus. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Holy, 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 holy. God, we thank you. I'm just so high on this word. I just praise you for this. I thank you for everyone. And I pray that you will share this word. So many people, millions of people are paralyzed by their mistakes. And you can help somebody today by sharing this word. I believe, I'm not even saying you got to share it on social media. Absolutely. Share it. Push the like button. Kick the share button. Do whatever you got to do. I'm saying share this word with someone out of your own mouth. Share out of the overflow of what you're receiving from the Spirit right now. Freely you've received, now freely give. I pray for an overflow anointing on you that you're getting so filled with faith right now that you can give some of that faith to somebody else. Come on. Who needs to lay hands on their children today and give them faith? Who needs to lay hand on their spouse right now? Who needs to lay hands on a friend? Who needs to just call somebody and say, God says you're forgiven? That's a big word for somebody. I'm telling you, when Jesus spoke to people and said, your sins are forgiven, he unlocked their spirit. He unlocked that which had been dormant in their lives. He says, your sins are forgiven. He opened their mind to the possibility that they didn't deserve to be behind schedule. They didn't deserve to be out of step. It's not because they deserved it. It's because they just didn't know. They just didn't know that they're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. They just didn't know. And now you're aware of who you are. And so you're going to walk in your identity. You know now who you are. Mephibosheth was disabled, the son of a king who was rejected by God, killed on the battlefield. And a man of God said, who in Saul's house can I bless? He wasn't concerned about what other people said about Mephibosheth. He wanted to bless him, and he sat him at his table and said, from now on, you're going to eat at the king's table. You're going to dine with me. You're going to be in communion with me, the king. Oh, who needs to just understand what God's called you to? He's called you into communion with himself, into the throne room itself, into communion with the Father himself. He wants you to begin to perceive who you are. You are close to God, and you don't even know it. Step into who you are in Jesus. The Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. I pray the Lord will bless you indeed, enlarge your territory. He'll put his hand upon you and keep you from evil so that you will not know pain. I bless you now in the name of Jesus. And I declare according to Deuteronomy 8 that the blessings of the Lord will make you rich. And I declare the blessings of the Lord will overtake you in Jesus's name. I declare now that you're going to walk in the spirit and not according to the flesh. And you're going to wake up to the impossible things God has for you, the greater things in Christ for you in Jesus name. Amen and amen. Listen, I praise God for you being here. A couple of quick announcements. Listen, if you are touched by this ministry, we need your help. We're looking to reach the nations with Jesus Christ, and we want to do it with the body of Christ. And so we're having a fundraising banquet on November 9th. I've been posting it on our social media channels, and we would love for you to be there. Tickets are $25, tables of six or $100. We're raising money so that we can take the gospel around the world. We have opportunity all over the world. And so we just need to fund the mission. So if you believe in this ministry, I pray and believe that you'll come and come alongside us and help us out. You can always go to our linktree.com/faithfire and learn more about us. Also, we've got 30 people already signed up and growing for our prayer and prophecy training course. Listen, we're walking this thing out. I have been assigned to raise up prophets and apostles, watchmen and intercessors in our area and all over the globe. And so if you're interested, the cost is just $25 for 8 weeks. We might even have a bonus week, 8 weeks of intense training in person and online. If you live in the triad, I'm really encouraging you to be there in person. We're going to be imparting and praying and laying hands on you. But if you're not in the area, if not in the triad, then we're going to be making online available. If you're interested, you can text the word prophecy to 55498. Text the word prophecy to 55498, or just go to our website and you can sign up there, faithfireworldwide.com. We praise God for you. I need to run. We bless God for you. I pray that God will become so evident in your life that you can't help but behold the Lord. He says he keeps them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. Keep your mind on Christ. You are an eagle in the spirit. You are an eagle in the spirit, and God wants you to soar. Amen, somebody. Somebody needs to type, I am an eagle in God. I am an eagle in the Lord. Glory to God. Declare and proclaim over your life. Prophesy into your own hearing the word of the Lord. Gotta go. But until next time, I pray God ministers you deeply through this word. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.